Blog Talk Radio.
I'm alright. Nobody's worried about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
In just a few moments, just waiting for the drugs to take effect.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Everything was fine with our system until the power grid was shut off by Dickless here.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
God, I love these fries.
You love them so much, why don't you marry them?
Can I have some?
I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off there, I'm starving.
Get busy living, or get busy dying. That's goddamn right.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription
It's more cowbell. Say, kids, what time is it?
Am I really too silly, Milo? I don't think so. I don't think I don't think I'm actually silly enough for my own good. We'll talk about this later, Milo. Hello, friends. Welcome to another exciting episode of Simplicity. I'm your host, Brian Trebig. With me always is Milo Zawinski-Levin. Trimming his nails, getting a pedicure. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, we got also Summer Mummers. She's over there lying down. The lovely Christina is not here yet. She's running a little late. My producer, the lovely, lovely Christina. Love her so much. Tonight, we've got an amazing show. We have DC Love taking your phone calls for free angel readings. And a bonus guest. This is a lovely surprise. Lori Connell will be joining us as well. She, of course, was part of Brian's Angels on Tarot Tuesday. Unfortunately, we will not have Jordan tonight. She is out telling ghost stories again in Galveston. God, what a life, having to go to Galveston, a haunted island, and tell ghost stories and haunted history. What a life. Horrible. I'm so sorry for her. I feel so sorry for her. But we'll try to have her back next Tuesday. But the phone number to call in is 646-478-3271. That's 646-478-3271. Let's go ahead and bring on DC Love and Lori. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello, hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. Hi, Lori. Welcome back.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Thanks.
Now, this is wonderful.
Great to
DC
have
Love,
you.
How have you been?
Doing great, Bri. How about you?
I'm a little under the weather, but I'm just fine. I'll make it.
Aww.
I'll make it. It's okay. It's all right. Things move on. Lori, how about you? How have you been?
Well, Brian, let me tell you, I have been through a lot of changes. I'm now back in Ohio permanently. Let's see. I don't even know where to start, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm back on my feet. I start a new job in 2 days. And like I said, it's all good. Things are working out for the best for me. So that's all I asked for.
That's so good to hear, Lori. You know, I've been worried about you. You know, you had to take a break. Things were going kind of crazy for you. And,
they were. They sure were. But you know what? I have my faith and I have my spiritual friends, and that's what kept me going, kept me above water. And I'm very grateful, you know, for the people in my life. So I just want to say thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm glad you connected with me to have you on. It's good to have a couple of angels back here on the show.
It is.
Wonderful.
It's awesome.
And, of course, we've got a line of callers in queue just waiting to speak with you lovely ladies. I'll tell you what, you know, everyone, these two ladies are just wonderful. You know, they're full of just light and love, and they want to do their best to make the most of everything. And they try to help out. DC Love is on other radio shows and helping all around the world. And Lori, she's a psychic empath, intuitive tarot and therapy, flower oracle card reader and healer. So you're gonna have a nice treat tonight, friends. We'll be taking your calls, and both EC and Lori will be reading your cards tonight. So I guess we should just go ahead and get started. There's a lot of people here, and we'll try to get through this. I'll try to get through this, sorry. all right. Are we ready, ladies?
We are
ready.
All right. You know, our first caller, I got to play this. Our first caller, it isn't Melvin, though. It isn't Melvin calling. But still, wonderful person calling all the way from Georgia. We've got Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly.
Georgia.
How are you?
Hello.
What's going on tonight?
Wow. Everything is well. How's it going with you?
Oh, just fine, just fine. You've called in before, which is very nice. How's everything been since your last reading?
Well, everything's been going well. I just need to transition into something a little bit more creative.
Okay. Okay, great. Do you have a certain question that you have for our ladies tonight?
Yeah, my question is, I've been teaching, and I've been promoted to a leadership position, but eventually I want to work for myself, and I think I need a little direction on how to navigate that.
Okay, DC, what do you got for us here?
Okay, hi, hun. This is DC. What I'm seeing is a lot of books around you, so I think you're going to get some additional training, and that might just help you to, you know what direction you want to go in, help you to, you know, get another job. And financially, I think it's going to bring in more money as well.
Okay.
So I do, like I said, the first thing I'm seeing is, like I said, training. But just watch, because I feel like there's, like, a little bit of anxiety around you with this. And, you know, don't worry, because you have angels with you. They're working with you. They're going to help. And I also feel like, you know, like there's a little bit of a spiritual path you're taking on as well. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like you're just going to start to want to, you know, start practicing, like, more spiritual things. And that's going to help you to see the brighter side of things. Any kind of negativity that you previously had, that's going to be gone. Okay? And just, what is it that you're passionate about? Because I'm getting, you know, like, whatever it is you love is where you should, that's the direction that you should go in. So what is it that excites you?
What excites me is the healing field, the medical field, especially.
Awesome.
I love neuroscience, things like that.
Good.
I teach biology, so.
Okay. Well, I do see you, like you said, getting more education, and I see, you know, career advancement. You're going in a different direction. There's change there. But I really see you having, like, you're walking with confidence, and you're really embracing life. And with that said, you know, when we embrace life, we think about the children and everything. The angels are asking you to embrace your inner child, okay?
Okay.
So you just have to connect with that inner child and, you know, maybe do something fun. Okay. And I'm still feeling there might be something from your childhood, actually, that might be holding you back a little bit, something that you need to connect with and resolve, okay?
Okay.
That one you're going to have to think about, like, a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm seeing, like, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of celebrations around you. And you're going to have a lot of rewards for the work you're doing, is what the angels are showing me. And I see you taking pride in everything that you do. I'm getting that you're either, you know, either a promotion or a new job. I feel like you're going in another area, so I do feel like it's a new job. But I'm getting, don't worry, because like I said, I felt the anxiety, I feel the worry. All you have to do is focus on what you're wanting, okay? Don't focus on the other stuff. Give all that other stuff to the angels. Just focus on what you feel is going to make you happy, okay? And through the power of positive positive thinking and everything, the angels are going to help you to get where you need to be.
Okay?
So you can talk with them, you know, at night. You could talk with them, you know, as you're walking silently. And the angels suggest if you have someone, you know, a friend that you could talk to as well, that's great too. But you really have to refocus and think about just what you're, you know, like you're hoping for, or what you're desiring. And I feel like this is sort of like the darkness right before the dawn. So that's why I feel there's, like, stress around you. Okay? And I do feel that you're very sensitive to others' energy. Do you feel that?
Yes, I am.
Yes. You have to watch that, and, you know, you have to release that. And just, you know, any kind of people or any situations that, you know, that you get in that make you feel like, you know, weird and everything like that, where you're picking up that energy, just make sure that you know, you always ask the angels to come in. You could ask Archangel Michael to really, you know, get rid of that energy so that you don't take it as yours, okay?
Okay.
And the other thing that I have, the angels are saying, you know, they want you to, you know, communicate with them, but you have the ability, you were saying the medical field, you have the ability to yourself, you know, bring forward healing messages to others, okay, as well as guidance.
Uh-huh.
And the angels are going to help you with that. They're going to help you to, you know, to tap into the divine guidance that they're giving you now. And they're asking you to just, you know, to really resonate with that and raise your vibration a little bit. And you could do that by meditating. Do you like to meditate?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Yeah, because you're receiving messages, honey, and you're asked to share these beautiful messages with the world. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And I'm also getting, when you were around like others, do you feel their loved ones who have passed around you?
Yes.
Yes? Yes? That's a yes and a laugh to me.
And I see images, and I'm like, okay. All right.
Okay, do you tell the people that you're with, because this is really important. This is part of your beautiful gift, and this information is phenomenal, and you have to share it with others, hon, okay?
Okay.
And we have Archangel Metatron, we have Archangel Gabriel. They're really going to sort of make sure that, you know, that your communication is nice and clear, because they want you to deliver these beautiful messages from heaven, okay?
Okay.
And the last message I want to ask is, do you work with your chakras? Because I'm getting that you really have to clear those chakras a little bit. And you're going to see that your intuition is really going to get a lot stronger. Okay? And you're really asked to trust that. And sort of the intuition, like your gut feeling, like what you feel in your gut, really, you know, go with it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and that's what I have for you. And I'm going to turn you over now to Lori.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Okay, I pulled some cards. I was going to ask you first, do you or have you worked with stones, crystals or stones?
I'm standing here looking at my bag of crystals.
Okay. Okay, that's funny because mine are laying out here too. You really need to get those out of the bag and work with them, carry them with you. They will help clear out any doubts, any negativities, you know, anything that's not working for you right now that you need to focus on. So you're wanting to go into the healing field. So I would suggest first working with the green stones, the healing stones. And then work your way up. There's so many different stones. Start, you know, with the one and then get acquainted with that one and then, you know, work with the communication stones, you know. Also, you know, focus on the meditation. If you can go outdoors, clear your mind, you know, to release anything that doesn't serve you right now, any purpose or anything. But, start with that. And some of the cards that I pulled, first of all, I pulled a four. I don't know what a four represents to you. If you've had been stuck like in the last 4 months or 4 years in the same job or just some kind of situation, but the number four is showing up here. I understand that, you know, you've kind of been in a situation where you're wanting to move forward. I don't know, you know, after a while we get stuck in a job and we get bored and we want.
Yes.
Maybe that's, you know, that this card is showing me that this person on this card is laying down like in a still position. Okay. The next card,
yes,
I pulled is number six. So to me, that is a present card, and the number six would mean like in the next 6 months to focus on going towards your goals, your healing goals, you know, in the healing fields that you want. I see that you give a lot because you are a teacher, and teachers do give a lot. You need to start focusing on you and what you want. And then the last card is, this is a mighty card. It's the World card. And this tells me that there's a lot of options for you out there. You know, get on the computer, start searching, get in with the right people, join groups where you can get that information to go in that direction you want to go. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, all these things you have to plan out, take one day at a time. And the last
mm-hmm.
card that I pulled from the Flower Oracle card, like DC said before, this card that says cleanse your energy. She mentioned your chakras. Well, the sun
right.
will help on that, and being out in nature, clearing your mind. And there's a little saying under this card. It says cleanse your energy, and it's the African violet flower showing. And it says, when you release negativity, the answer to your question shines through. So that's, you know, I hope this helped, you know,
it did.
Get you in the right direction. And it really, really helps if you can get into maybe some spiritual groups, you know, because they do focus on healing, as, you know, as we do as readers.
Mm-hmm.
And that it just helps with the vibration and the energy. So, is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
You know?
No.
Okay.
That was spot on.
Okay.
I need
okay, good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, work with those stones. Yeah, work with those stones. They are very, very important. And, you know, bring in colors that brighten your moods. You know, I see a lot in these cards, I see a lot of blues, greens, and yellows. So
okay.
to me, you know, the yellows, you know, that's a bright, cheery color. You know, it makes you happy, like the sun. You know, the green is a healing color, and the blue is a communication color. So,
okay.
Okay? So,
okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Kimberly, thank you so much for calling in. Please let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you.
God bless,
right.
Kimberly. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Off on a good start, ladies. You two rock.
Thank you.
Flowing so well. It's just how it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be. Friends, again, the number 646-478-3271. Our next caller is all the way from San Diego, a returning caller. Looks like Rosemary, is this you?
Yes, it is.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Fine. Can you?
What's going on tonight?
Nothing. I just called to see what you guys think.
What's that, Rosemary?
I just called to see what you guys think. Mom, take it. Hello?
Okay. You have a question for DC and Lori?
No, no question. I just wanted to see what you guys think.
Okay, she wants
okay.
to... see.
Just an open
okay.
reading.
Okay, that's...
Yeah.
Hey, Rosemary. Thank you for calling, hon.
Hi, Gigi.
I'm saying that you're growing spiritually. Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really beautiful, hon. Are you meditating at all?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's really important. You're going to get a lot of what you're looking for, a lot of beautiful insights through the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you may find someone that actually, you know, just shows up in your life, and they're going to be there to mentor you. And you know, if they don't come for a while, it's okay because we have, you know, different archangels and everything that are with us. And during this time, we see Archangel Raziel. He's with you. And he's sort of holding his lantern, and I see a mountain, and he's going with you, and that's where you're going to find what you're looking for. So you're looking for the mysteries of life, and he's just saying, you know, Rosemary, spend a little time alone, some quiet time, okay? And he helps students that are looking for insight. They want to tap into that beautiful knowledge. If you have any kind of, you know, maybe say like there's some area that you don't understand, like what's, you know, metaphysical things, call upon him. And if you're actually even having a little bit of a hard time and you can't quiet your mind down, call upon Archangel Raziel, and he's going to help you with that and bring in the insight that you're looking for, hon. Okay? And I'm getting that, you know, you have this beautiful love within you, and this love can bring healing energy. And you're asked to really, you know, just, you know, extend that towards others. But, Rosemary, I'm getting from the angels, you have to watch what words that you're using, okay? You really have to watch because you have such a beautiful energy to help heal others, okay? So the angels want you to breathe and just, you know, make sure that you're conscious of the words you're using. And you have, like I said, a beautiful talent, and I hope that you start resonating with it. And the angels want to come in. They're going to give you the confidence that you need. And what I'm getting is, you know, someone that has passed in your family, there's something that you have to share with others that's really going to help others as well. So maybe you might have to think about that a little bit.
Okay. The one that passed away, is it small or older?
I don't know. There's someone that passed away, and there's something like with that, you know, maybe the story of the passing or something that you have a story to share with others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a beautiful, you know, connection with the divine, and you also have some really ancient wisdom within you, okay? So the angels want you to focus first on yourself, Rosemary. When you focus on healing you, you have the ability to heal others, okay?
Okay.
And you can heal through your words, through prayer. Okay, and just make sure that you look at the people that you're connected with and, you know, try to tune into their energy, okay, and see what, you know, what role they're playing in your life. So the angels are saying that, Rosemary, you have the ability to heal situations, you know, just by focusing on the situation of the people involved, okay?
Okay.
So you have really, you know, you have really beautiful healing powers, okay, and are you having enough fun? Because that's what I'm getting, you know, that make sure that you're having some more fun, Rosemary.
Yeah, my brother's here. He is entertaining us.
Okay, well, that's good. And the angels are saying, Rosemary, your prayers have been heard, and the help that you needed is coming, okay? So just hang in there.
Okay.
And I'm getting that, you know, Rosemary, you're a healer. Do you feel like you're a healer? I'm getting that you're receiving different messages and stuff. I don't know if you're, like, listening.
Yeah, I'm listening, but I don't feel it yet.
Okay, well, just, you know, just keep, like, what I've told you and everything. And the angels are saying, you know what, you have to really step into those big shoes and become the person you're supposed to be. Okay, you have a really important purpose here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to sort of, like, you know, tap into that. And the easiest way to do that is just do whatever you love, hon, whatever it is. If there's some kind of hobby that you like, whatever it is going to bring you closer to your life's mission, okay?
Okay.
So whatever you're passionate about, just go with that.
Okay.
The angels are saying, Rosemary, you know, when you step onto your, you know, the path that you're supposed to be on, it's going to be very healing to yourself and others, okay? And God made you that way, the way you are, for an important reason.
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are saying you have to let go of whatever it is that you're, you know, procrastinating about, Rosemary. You're a light worker, and, you know, the world needs you, okay? So you really have to tap into that beautiful, you know, energy that awaits you. And I'm getting also, it's just, you know, it's time to really, like, tap into your creativity. Like, what is it that you like to do? Because I feel like a lot of abundance coming when you really resonate with your beautiful talents that you have.
I haven't really thought about that.
Okay, well, you've got to think about it. And like I said, this is a time where the angels are saying, Rosemary, come on, you've got to get on the path. And then there's prosperity awaiting you. Do you ever, like, plant a garden or anything?
A plant a garden?
A garden? Do you like to grow anything?
Mm-mm. I'm
getting excited that you would actually be good at it, okay, and Mother Nature would help you with that. But think about, like, what it is that you really like to do, because you have some beautiful creative talents. It could be music, it could be poetry. And there's something creative that once you, like, tap into that, it's going to help you to get on your path faster. Okay, Rosemary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Lori. Thank you for calling in, hon.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. I went ahead and pulled some cards. The first card I pulled is a number 4 card. I don't know. This means something to you. It doesn't mean nothing to me. Maybe in the last 4 months, 4 years. This is how I understand these numbers. Has there been has there been like an older gentleman involved in your life that you've encountered that you're having some problems with?
Or my son's death?
What?
My son's father.
Your friend's father? Is he like an inferior type male?
Is he what?
Is he like a strong male?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm seeing in this card. He must have some type of authority of some sort. I don't know. I mean, if you've had personal problems with him, it's time to, let him go. You know, cut the cord and let him go if there's any conflicts or anything. But I see an older gentleman involved here. The next card I see is a younger gentleman. Do you have a brother, a son, a boyfriend?
I'm talking to somebody that's younger.
A male?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have some kind of, does he have maybe a little anger issue?
No. My son has an anger issue. He's young.
Your son does?
Yeah. He's only 6 years old.
Okay, I'm having a hard time understanding you through the phone here. But anyway, I'm seeing here a younger man, and it's showing the color red around his head area. That usually indicates, he has anger problems or he gets mad easily. Just be cautious of him and try to help him, understand, to release his anger in a positive way. It seems like he needs a little bit of maybe coaching of some sort, maybe counseling, I don't know. But the next card, what I'm seeing is you need to focus more on your intentions. I see it's showing me a woman that you or somebody you know, and she's maybe undecisive on what she wants for decision making or such. I would recommend also using, healing crystals, candles, anything that's going to put you back in focus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have problems at home life, in your job or just in general, you just have to clear your mind,
Mm-hmm.
But the last card that I pulled from the Flower Oracle deck is magnify your intentions. And this card is saying, choose a specific goal to work towards. Your energy is spread out among too many ideas. Please bring your focus back to the key intention and let your angels help. And that's what I pulled for you today, and I hope it helps you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Rosemary, it's always a pleasure having you call in and keeping us updated with what's going on. Thank you so much, my dear, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too, take care.
All right. Friends, we're moving right along. I'd like to say I see that that my mama's calling in. She's not calling in. She hadn't raised her hand, but she's listening in. If you want to say anything, Mom, you just press 1. Love you, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Rocking all the way from Oklahoma. All right. Up next, again from San Diego, we have returning caller, Irene. Hello, Irene. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's going on?
Nothing much. I just was wondering if you guys could read anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. You broke up.
Cutting off. I was wondering if you guys could, you know, read whatever you guys see.
Just an open reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Irene, this is DC. I'm getting, there's going to be a lot of happiness around you.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're, you know, worried about, like, work or anything, but I'm just getting, like, there's going to be, you know, there's a lot of good coming your way, hon.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm getting this, there might be, like, a situation around you, and you're really going to have to sort of, like, think really quickly for yourself and move through it. And just make sure that, you know, you don't let your emotions get in the way, okay?
Okay.
I sort of find that you're, like, looking for the meaning of life. And the angels are saying, you know, you have a lot of people that are around you that are really wise and everything. Just, you know, connect with like-minded people. And even make some new friends that would benefit from your beautiful insight and everything. And we have Archangel Sandalphon. He's going to help you with that, like with the meaning of life and everything. And any challenges that are coming your way. But I'm sort of getting that you might be actually taking some classes, maybe, you know, gaining a little bit more wisdom is what he's showing me. Okay, and do you feel like there's a situation or something? Because I'm getting, like, the light at the end of the tunnel. So the angels are saying, you know, make sure you breathe.
A what? Say that again, I'm sorry.
Like, I'm seeing the light at the end of a tunnel.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the end of, like, sort of a situation that may have been going on that may have caused a little bit of stress.
Yeah, my daughter, I think, schizophrenia that she has.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting, you know, a beautiful day is coming ahead, and, you know, I see you embracing, you know, what's ahead of you and everything, and you're making plans. And I'm getting that you're not only more positive, there's a lot of movement around you. So are you thinking of either traveling or relocating?
Yes. I'm thinking of moving.
Well, that's a good thought. The angels are, you know, giving you a thumbs up. I'm seeing, like, an exciting, you know, time of your life coming. And you're going to be able to do whatever you have to do. And I'm seeing that there's going to be documents that the angels are showing me. So when you get those documents, make sure that you, like, look over them really thoroughly, okay?
Okay.
They're really important documents. So, like, you know, if you need help, have someone help you look over them. But I am getting that you're starting a new life, hon, okay? There's new beginnings around you. And the angels are sort of like, you know, you're finding your purpose, okay? And with that said, we have Archangel Jeremiah coming with us, and he's going to help you with that. And he's going to find that he's going to help you find your new destination, okay?
Okay.
And you're sort of like I said, not only are you starting a new life, but you're finding clarity. There's going to be a lot of opportunities around you. It's going to be, like, really, really beautiful. But what I am getting as well is there's something going on, like with a family member or something, because I'm getting that you need a little space between someone this month. That they're sort of like over boundaries.
I'm guessing I got so many kids. It could be any of one of them because they call me all the time when they need me.
Okay. Okay, so with that, I guess, like, going on and everything too, I sort of feel like you've got to watch your health because of everything that's going on, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying just, you know, be logical about your health, okay? If you feel like there's anything going down, just write it down. And I feel like by writing it down, you may notice that there's a pattern, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, be aware of that. And I'm getting that, you know, like, money's not going to be a problem for you right now, that you have all the money that you need to pay your bills and everything. But just make sure that you don't spend all your money. You put, like, a little bit aside for a rainy day, sort of.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you married or anything? Because I'm getting the word love around you.
No, I am married.
Okay. I'm just trying to see. Okay, and in that respect, it could be maybe just like to help you to maybe love the people around you. Okay, and sort of too, I feel like, you know, your life purpose sort of involves like love in a way, that you're sort of a beautiful role model for others to follow.
Thank you.
And with that being said, I see you as like a spiritual teacher.
Okay.
So I don't know if it would be anything that you would, you know, that you would consider, but you'd be really good at it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was
okay.
Trying to help my daughter.
To other. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm just getting you know, watch your stress level this month, okay? Sort
okay.
of like pick your battles, like, you know, just because it's not good for your health and everything.
Okay.
And just make sure that you're watching what you're eating, you're getting enough exercise, you're getting enough rest. Okay, and then if you do so, you're going to have, you know, the ability to, you know, to do anything that you have to do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and thank you. That's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Lori. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
The first card that I see represents a male, somebody with dark hair. Do you have a husband or a son that has dark hair?
I got sons with dark hair and a husband
okay.
with dark hair.
With dark hair?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, this card is showing me that this person, whoever, it could possibly be, you know, a son or a husband, it's really showing a younger person, but like they've been trying to fight off something, like, you know, they're struggling, fighting off something. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because this figure is holding a sword, and usually when you see a sword, like they're in some kind of fight, a battle of some sort, so I don't know what this, you know, what this person's actually, you know, fighting off, but that's what I'm seeing in this card. So just, you know, keep that in mind.
Okay.
Maybe try to help this person overcome, you know, his problem, you know. The next card that I'm seeing is that, like, there needs to be a balance. I don't know if you're going through some struggles, maybe job moving or something. I think it was mentioned that you might be moving, but There needs to be a balance, and in order to help, you know, other people, you have to help yourself first. Work. Try to work outdoors in nature where it's peaceful. You know, try to be around things that you enjoy that brings peace to you. Either, you know, music, you know, plants, animals, whatever the case is, just to keep your mind, you know, at that level.
Okay.
And I'm getting the number 7. So I don't know, the last 7 months or within the 7 months, something, there's shifts going on. I feel there's some kind of shifts going to happen.
Okay.
And the last card, I see that there is going to be a transformation. And we always hope transformations are for the better, like a move, a job, a relationship. But it's showing me the death card, but the death card doesn't mean somebody, you know, dies. It means there's transformation. There's going to be changes coming up.
Okay.
In the next, it's showing me number 13. So I would guess within the next year, 13 months. So be prepared for the changes. Keep, you know, try to keep yourself balanced, you know, light candles, you know, if you're having health problems, try to concentrate on that, you know, one step at a time. And the last card that I pulled is the emotional healing card, and it says it's safe for you to let go of old emotional pain. By doing so, you allow your heart to mend. So if you're not taking care of yourself, concentrate on taking care of yourself first. Okay?
Okay, I will.
That's what I got for you.
Thank you. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Irene, thank you very much for calling in, and you let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All
have
right.
a nice
good night.
Good night,
Irene. Good night, Irene.
Good night.
I love your sense of humor, Brian.
When the opportunity strikes.
I know.
Oh, my. It's so wonderful. Friends, if you like the show, please follow us on blogtalkradio.com/simplicityradio. Like us on facebook.com/simplicityradio. You can also find us at simplicityradio.com. You can find DC Love at therealdclove.com and many other radio shows. Lori, where can we find you?
They can find me on Facebook. They can find me on Twitter. If they want a reading, they can contact me through my email at lorici1024@gmail.com. I do have a website, but I really need to make some changes to that website, so I don't want to give out that website address just yet. But, yeah, they can find me here and there.
Great, great. And the plus side of this, friends, is that if you want further readings, you could contact them right on Facebook. You know, just be friends with them on Facebook and contact them, message them, do whatever you can to connect with them. It's a really great thing. Now, we got, the wind is blowing just nicely into the studio. It's lovely. We are broadcasting live from the houseboat in between Houston and Galveston. And it's pretty interesting. The rain has quit for a while. We may get some more tomorrow. But
storms here. We had storms here in Ohio. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here. Yep.
Well, let's see how the weather is in New York. Let's bring on Tony all the way from Brooklyn. How you doing, Tony? Are you there? Tony.
The storm took him away.
Oh, no. We don't want that.
That's Tony. Oh, my goodness.
He went to Kansas.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we'll check back on with you, Tony, here in a moment. Our next caller is all the way from North Carolina. Her name, I'm going to get this right, is Kuulani. Is that right?
Right, that's my name, but I'm actually calling from Omaha.
Omaha! Rock
yeah.
and roll. Well, how's Omaha
yeah, it's
doing?
It's storming. Well, we're supposed to get hail and tornadoes. Right now, it's a lot of lightning and a lot of rain. So it's a stormy night. It looks like a scary movie night.
Ooh, nice. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I like the rain. Especially this time of year, there's these morel mushrooms. If you ever had them, they taste like fried chicken. They're like, you know, like they cost more than what's those called? Truffles? But they're pretty good.
Really?
They're really big out here. People go hunting and they go like all the way down to Tennessee and then come up because it's only certain times of the year they sprout up. And it's only a certain kind of soil. It's really fluffy soil. And,
okay,
like,
now these aren't the magic mushrooms.
No, they're not
mushrooms.
Magic. No,
okay.
No, these are just regular mushrooms. They look like brains, though. But on the outside of them, they look like brains, and they can be, like, brown or golden and or kind of grayish. It looks like that, like, you know, like a brain matter.
Like a loofah.
Yeah, so you cut them up and you soak them in salt water to get all the bugs out, and then you roll them in flour and fry them in butter, and they really
Ooh,
taste like chicken.
That sounds good.
They're delicious. Yeah, they are.
Good.
It's a Nebraskan thing. Yeah, I'm not a local, but a local turned me on, so I went hunting and I got more ticks than mushrooms. So.
Ew.
Oh
no.
My! And those don't
yeah,
look good at all. Okay.
Yeah, it's the mainland in Hawaii. You can go in the woods and you don't get ticks all over you. You go in the woods here, you make sure you have a hair back and you have a bandana and a hat and you're wearing camouflage and you search yourself and you take a shower and you scrub. Just you
Ew.
Know. I know it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Awesome, I guess.
jeez. Okay.
But,
well.
So whatever spirit it wants to bring, I'm open to anything.
Okay, you don't have a specific question? For DC and Lori?
Do you see, like, my finances getting any better?
Okay. Okay, let's look at your finances. Let's see. Okay.
I don't think you can see anything because they're not in business. I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
I mean, you're a very hard worker is what I'm getting, hon.
Yes.
And I don't feel like you're getting paid what you should be getting paid. That's what the angels are showing me. So they're saying sort of they're blowing a horn, so that means blow your horn a little bit. Like, really, you know, let people know that what you're doing, what your accomplishments are, so that you don't sort of get, like, accidentally overlooked, hon. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're really, I mean, you know, you really do well and everything, and you should let people know what you're doing. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just trying to say specifically, but I know, like, you deserve more money than you're, you know, that you're getting. Okay. I'm seeing that there's people around you, hon, that could help you, like, financially, maybe making better financial decisions, or maybe finding a way to make more money, or, you know, just, like, helping you to manage what you have. So I'm getting that there's, you know, there's help out there in regard to money. Okay? And
okay.
I'm getting make sure that you evaluate, like, every option that you have for yourself and just make, like, really good decisions. Okay? And just make sure that you know who to trust before you make any decisions that could affect you financially as well. Does that make sense?
Right.
But I,
because I kind of,
gonna,
I do like, when
yeah.
I finally get money, I spend it all. It's horrible. Like, I'm really
okay.
bad at saving. It runs
yeah,
through my hands really fast.
But
I'm like, yeah, it's going to, it's just money.
Okay. Are you possibly maybe looking for, like, some another job that maybe you may make a little bit more money?
Yeah, I'm trying to look at a job that kind of fits my schedule and makes enough money because it's really hard
okay.
to find something that just jives right.
Okay. Well, the angels are saying just, you know, don't put your eggs all in one basket, in other words. Okay? And I feel like there's a woman that might be able to help you. She sort of has, like, lighter hair. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm feeling that there's might be, like, a delay, a little bit of a delay with, you know, with working this out in regard to, you know, more money and everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying just, you know, focus. Focus is going to help the money that you have grow, and it's going to help you to take care of the needs that you have presently. And I'm getting, like, you know, sort of like towards, like, maybe, like, the end of a month. It might be the end of, like, next month even, that you're going to find something that you really like because the universe is supporting you, and everything is going to work out in your favor, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So just hold on to that. What else are they showing me here? I'm just trying to see what else they're showing. Just watch the spending, though. That's, like, really important that you don't try to spend it all at once, okay? And I'm getting
right.
there's going to be
Thank
a lot
you.
Of opportunities coming your way. And just, you know, embrace them, okay? I'm getting there's also, there may be a time that you have to make a decision. And you have really good intuition. And that's going to provide all the guidance that you're going to need. So just listen to that little, you know, inner voice. I feel like there's a little confusion around you and you procrastinate a little bit too.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So just know that everything happens for a reason and just, you know, release things that no longer, you know, serve you and embrace the opportunities that are coming your way. You're sort of, what they're saying is like you're sort of missing out on the silver lining. Okay. And maybe the reason
yeah.
you're missing out because there's something better that's coming your way. Okay? So just know that the angels are with you, and they're taking you and they're guiding you to a direction that's going to offer you beautiful long-term happiness. So I see a change of focus coming for you.
That makes a lot of sense because I'm getting really frustrated with trying to find this work. Yeah, that really
okay.
does make a lot of sense.
Starting
like
on a new
right,
path.
The right work, you know, like it just doesn't seem like
right.
it works. Like something always, like I don't know. It's
it's kind of hard because I have a teenager, and it's just a new experience,
right,
having a rebellious teenager.
Well, that is hard. So the angels are saying, you know what, like in regard to work itself, though, just look over like what you've done in the past, and you're going to be able to make changes, and it's going to help you to go in a better direction. And we always have angels that are near, and Archangel Jeremiah will be the angel that will help you with this. And he's going to give you, you know, a little bit of a boost. You're going to have the confidence that you need. You're going to go forward, and it's going to be like a really happy time for you. And you're sort of finding, you know, like your purpose. Okay? I see clarity coming in, and there's going to be beautiful opportunities around you.
Thank you.
Okay? But what I want to ask you is, there's someone in your family, friends, I sort of feel like they're interfering some way, like in your family life. Well, that's what the angels are showing. Some, like a little bit, you know, intrusive, and they're sort of, you know, they shouldn't be butting in.
Yeah, that's true, because I have a friend that kind of like oversteps their boundaries. Like, it's, you know, says some things that it's really like, I'm confiding in you not to be judged, but more because you're my friend. Like, it's not something that you're going to bring up and then judge me for it, you know, and say, like, how you feel. I wasn't asking your opinion.
You know?
It was just telling you information because it's heavy on my heart, you know?
Right. Well, just try to say stuff, but just watch how I feel.
Because I was trying to set my boundaries and say, this is how I feel about this person. This is how I feel about you. And then it kind of got like, well, that person doesn't care about you and I care. Like, you know, I'm not trying to tell you something for you to feel bad, but if we're friends first, and that's like a, like, you know, I don't. And I feel like it was really overstepping its boundaries and interfering with my life. It's none of your business. I maybe should have just not kept it to myself, but I'm pretty open person, you know.
Well, I'm getting that everything is going to get better, and even with relationships, all right? And just, you know, you're going to be more, you know, thankful for the relationships that you do have and everything. But that does happen. But the angels are saying, hang tight. Like, that's going to clear up. It's not, you know, it's not going to remain the way it is presently. So hold on to that, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Lori. And thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing your gift.
God bless.
God bless you, too. And thank you, Lori.
Hi. Now, you're going to have to pronounce your name.
My name is Ku'ulelani.
Ku'ulani?
Ku'ulelani.
Okay.
I'm not just heavenly flowers. I'm all wreath.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay, that's a tricky name. Can I call you Lonnie?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. First card I pulled for you, Lonnie, is a male card. When I was listening, I took it upon that this gentleman over crossed his boundaries with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sometimes people say things they shouldn't be saying, but it's best to just try to avoid these people instead of getting any conflict going on. But
right.
Yeah, that was the first card. And the second card, I see that you, I think you need to take more discipline on yourself. What I mean by that is like self-discipline. Like you're having trouble. I heard you're having trouble with your money. So you need to focus on budgeting your money. You know, that's self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting your ducks in a row. That way you're not living, you know, paycheck to paycheck or whatever. But yeah, you know, I'm seeing a person that needs to really focus on themselves, you know, stay away from the chaos so you can concentrate. Some people like to be around water. It helps calm them. Some people like to be in nature or listen to music, you know, quietly or whatever it takes. You know, just focus on yourself so you can, you know, get that taken care of, that budget taken care of. And then I also see in the next card that you've had a lot of things happen to you. I don't know, relationships or jobs or whatever that's been in your past that you're still trying to figure out. You're kind of like on a journey trying to see where you want to go in life. I'm getting the number 8. So,
cool. That's really weird because I was just drawing a number 8. And that was
really
when you said it. Yeah, it was really creepy. I was like, ah.
Okay. So, in the next 8 months, you know, try to set a plan for yourself is I think would be best for you. You know, write down your goals. You know, it takes, you know, one day at a time to, you know, set these goals. Say, you know, I only have this much money to work with and I can only spend this much or, you know, whatever the case may be. And the last card I got, I feel that you're a very wise person. This is the wise soul card. I feel that deep down, you know, you have a lot of knowledge in you. You just don't know how to express it or where to send it to, you know, to help you out. And what this card says, since your soul carries ancient wisdom, please embrace it as you have the knowledge to help those around you. But first you have to help yourself before you can help other people. So I hope this helps.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and definitely I've learned a lot of lessons in this lifetime, and then I really like soul search, like as far as like systematic forms of religion and God. And I mean, I believe in a lot of different things because of what I've been raised in, but I also have like the indigenous part of me that's still like in there and it just doesn't go away.
Right.
It is not like it's like demonic or anything. It's just a different way of healing. Like there's different modalities or different way God uses people. Like we're all pieces of little like stained glass and God is the light that shines and shows the bigger picture. Like we all need each other. It's like, but if you're, you know, you're violet and I'm green, it doesn't matter. Like there's no better color. They're just different colors, you know? So I'm like, I believe like, you know, there is like, it's the same story, but it's retold so many different ways. And somewhere along the line, somewhere it kind of got messed up. And now like it's getting to be so chaos because people are more into like, I don't know how to explain it. Like there's so much war going on about land and they miss the whole concept of what it is, you know? And it's all a religious thing. It's so sad.
It's dividing.
And then it's like,
nice.
Yeah. And then you try to analyze that and you try to analyze like, oh, like how early Christians were and how like different things that we like to attribute to and like what value it is, but it's not the people, it's the history and what you believe and what resonates in your own heart, you know, and what sets your fire and like however you want to express that, you can express that. And I'm trying to get re in touch with this Kahuna guy about like this different way of healing through dance and like kind of like Reiki but different, but I'm asking him, I'm like, like he said he vaguely heard about it and he'll get a hold of me, and he's like he's a cool, he also has a Blog Talk Radio show sometimes, and so it's kind of cool, but yeah, hopefully I can get that ancient knowledge and pass it on.
right and it helps to be with like-minded people, like, you know, I'm involved, you know, with a lot of spiritual people, and that helps me. So you might want to think about that, getting in touch just with the right people to help, you know, expand yourself.
Right.
Absolutely.
I believe there's a lot more to healing in dance than people realize. And I think
absolutely.
Should be like, you know, utilized.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right, because I think that it's the simple things that have the most power, you know, the condensed, simplistic things where you forget about the details and you just hone it in. And I think we should talk about that. I think one of my first shows I tackled religion, but I didn't really kind of talk about my thoughts on it other than I announced all the religions and told everybody exactly what each religion is about, to just give everybody an idea of what it all is. But I would like to do a show about religion and healing and the more simpler things in life. But Ku'u, Lani, Leani, thank you so much.
That would be awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank all of you guys. Take care and have a great night.
All right, you too. Let us know how it goes.
Right on, I will.
Great. Well, let's try Tony again. Tony. Tony. Oh,
no, Tony,
you're killing me. You're killing me, Tony. Why you gotta break my brains? You're breaking my brains over here. All right. We'll take Tony's not there. We got one more caller all the way from California. We have Mona. Hello, Mona. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great. And California weather has been very nice the last couple days, so we've had some sunshine.
Uh-huh.
Been really nice.
Of course it has.
I to say,
keep rubbing it in.
And I don't know if I'm saying the last caller's name right, but I think she said Ku'u'elani.
Yeah, Ku'u'elani. Yep.
Yeah. I thought that was
cool name.
kind of cool because I'm actually going to Hawaii Monday for for work. I'm a client that lives in my daughter's residential care facility, and somebody got to take him, and it's me. So anyway, I just thought that was kind of cool. Yeah.
Wow.
So I just was listening in tonight, and I got picked to talk to you guys, and I believe that everything's for a purpose and a reason, and I just want to thank you, and that's a blessing to get a chance to talk with you. I guess I would probably just want to see how my health and finances look this next year.
Okay, so your health and your finances?
Yeah.
Okay, are you indulging in something? I don't know if it's caffeine or something, but I sort of feel like you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing, and it's sort of creating some kind of a health issue.
Well, I've pretty much tried to quit drinking coffee. It's very, very minimal now when I do. I did have a cup this morning, but I've really, since January 1st, I actually have been pretty much eating vegan, and I've given up coffee for the most part, because I have been real, dehydrated, and I know my adrenals have been real taxied out, so I've tried to stay off the coffee, realized that what my underlying health issue was that I've just kept missing was the Epstein-Barr virus, and so that's what I'm working on, so...
Yeah, and I just feel like when you get stressed or you get overtired, that's when you're really going to feel it, so you've got to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
So just, that it'll keep you healthier if you just try to, make sure that you get enough rest and, try not to, to get too stressed.
Okay.
And just, I'm seeing that your health is, turning in a positive direction, okay? And it's not because of miracles or anything like that. It's because... Whatever you've been doing and stuff, it's really helping to improve your health. The angels are saying you're on the right track, so whatever you're doing, just, keep going in that direction.
Okay, that's nice to hear.
Okay. And I'm also getting, of course, maintain your visits with your doctor and everything, but I sort of feel spiritual healing will help you as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So there's many different, there's many different avenues to explore, but... I really feel like that's going to help you as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you do your part. Like you said, you have to make sure that you're eating properly, you're getting enough rest, you're getting a little exercise. And trust and follow through with what you're getting. And, go to your doctor. And if you feel like your doctor's not giving you enough, well, then, explore other avenues as well.
Yeah, I do pretty much alternative health care. And
yeah,
right now
I'm
following Anthony Williams. I don't know if you've heard of Anthony Williams, Medical Medium. He had a book that
mm-hmm.
came out in November, and that's really, I believe, exactly what I needed. I mean, it just came just at the perfect time. And so I've
Great.
Been going by that pretty much. There's more supplements that I know I need to get, but I just haven't had the money. And I believe that when I do get the rest of the supplements that I need, he's not selling anything or anything like that. It's just supplements that I've been tested for that I need to be taking, I believe that I will have even more of a turn, you know, in the right direction. But it's nice to know that I am at least on the right track.
Oh, definitely. And I just feel like if you're holding on to any kind of energy that's not a positive energy, please let go of it, because it's going to adversely affect your health.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything that's like not positive, please like let go of that as well. That's what the angels are asking that you do. Okay, are you sleeping enough at night?
That's funny. I'm tired right now because I did work last night, and so I haven't napped yet or anything yet today. I did sleep about 5 hours last night, so, yeah, I am kind of tired tonight. You're probably tapping into that for sure.
Yeah, and do you go for, like, massages? Because I'm getting massages going to help you.
Okay, I just actually found out recently that our insurance covers massages, and I did have one probably a month and a half ago, and I was contemplating on starting to have them regularly. I can do massages, and then also acupuncture, I guess, is covered. I just found out.
Okay,
I didn't know which one might be more beneficial.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling right now like what I'm guiding you to do is just get a massage, because with the massage, it's going to get rid of toxins in your body. But I also feel like you're suffering a little bit from allergies as well.
Okay.
And
I know giving up the dairy, I think, has helped quite a bit too, but
yeah,
maybe
there's something that you're still consuming maybe. And, I mean, I don't know, there could even be like some kind of allergic toxins like or irritants maybe in your house. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting as well, you know, just to make sure, like, you know, like pillow covers, even when you're going away, like bring like a hypoallergenic pillow covers with you, hon. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just bring your own pillow covers. I'm getting that as well, like that and like an air purifier helps. And of course, just, you know, like you're saying, like different modalities and everything. Well, connect with, you know, the angels and just make sure that you're, never, like, worry. Always pray about it. Talk, you know, with the angels and about your fears or whatever you're, you know, you're wondering about. And that's going to help as well. Okay? And just, I feel like you're your best advocate. You know what is exactly going on with your body. So just keep doing, like I said, keep doing what you're doing.
Okay?
Because it's really, it is helping. You're, you know, you're on the right path with that, with your health, hon.
Okay.
And that's what I have for you. And I'm going to turn you over to Lori. God bless. And enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Mona. Hi. The first thing that's coming to my mind is common sense. I was listening to you guys, and you were talking about, you know, your health and your eating habits and stuff. And we all have to kind of just go, you know, we all know what our health issues are, and I don't really believe in a lot of supplements and such. If you eat right and you do right and you get outside and exercise, you don't need all those supplements. That's just my opinion. If your body's in balance, you know, if your chakras are off, it's gonna, you know, throw everything off. It's gonna throw your diet off, you know, in that aspect. But That's what the first thing that came to me, you know, just, you know, common sense, you know. But I don't know. Do you garden at all?
Well, you know what? I buy organic produce and try to buy as much organic food. We actually live out in the country, and I could actually grow a garden, but I don't, because they go through. We're like right on the corner, and I know that they go through and they spray for the West Nile virus. You know, they go through the mosquito abatement and they spray in the spring and the summer. And they're not supposed to spray by my house because I threw a big fit but I know that they are, you know, they fog the whole area. And so I just don't know if I want to really do a garden and have that, you know.
Right. Produce. Yeah, that's understandable. You don't want any pesticides or anything on that. But do you have a porch maybe where it's protected?
Not really, because we're out in the country. It's just open, you know. It's not really like we have fenced-in backyards or whatever.
Right. Well, sometimes they have these small things that you can do on your windowsills, you know, like, you know, growing sprouts and such, you know,
things like that.
Yeah, you might want to consider that since you're, you know, into the more organic things. A lot of the stuff they put on the market, I don't know. You have to be careful. It says organic. Is it actually organic? You know, they throw you off. You got to read the labels. You got to use your common sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you can't always believe what you read or what you see. But anyway, yeah, that came to mind. I see. Yeah, you might need to focus more on like your spirituality aspect of it, meditating to get in focus. I see that I'm seeing a lot of red. I don't know. Are you having like problems, like is inside like organ problems or anything?
Just, I think probably just the adrenals. I think that like in just inflammation and dehydration. What happens when you've had like Epstein-Barr virus in your body for many, many years, which I had mono and Epstein-Barr when I was 12, and it just like changes and mutates, and it does wreak havoc on, it causes a lot of other health problems. It's like the underlying cause of like fibromyalgia, of chronic fatigue, of lupus, and a lot of those kind of issues that they don't realize that the Epstein-Barr is the underlying. So, but it does cause the adrenal problems and all kinds of other issues. And so I know that by changing my diet, like I changed in January, it's been tough, you know, just eating vegan, because it's like there's no sugar, no dairy, no gluten, no corn.
Right.
No coffee, you know, so it's pretty challenging, but I think I've been doing quite well with, and I do believe that it has really helped.
Have you ever tried fasting?
Yeah, I have done cleanses and fasting.
Does that help?
Well, when I did the cleanse in January, I did like the 18-day cleanse, and it was just raw, so it was more just juicing and raw foods, nothing cooked. And actually, because I had been feeling so poorly, and when I started that, I did it for 18 days, and I definitely felt a lot better. Definitely.
That's interesting. A lot of it too is your mind. How you feel, it comes from your mind. When you might have some blockages.
And I think that could come from because of having so many health issues over the last probably like 18 years. It's consumed so much of my life, and when I would get rid of, you know, an issue or whatever, and then I'd feel good for a while, but just never really got to a real good, you know, really, really feeling good. And then, like I said, I just kept being like, gosh, we're missing something. What are we missing? And then now I know it was the Epstein-Barr. So I feel like I have hope, and I'm definitely going in the right direction. It's just, I guess, because I've had it for so many years, it's just really, and I think that I do have some, like, subconscious in my, there that, you know, I wish I could get rid of that worrying, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely need to lay off the worrying. That don't help anything. do you ever go out in nature? I know nature helps me a lot, and I recommend it. If you have a good place to go walk in, that relieves so much stress. anxiety.
I've actually had low-grade anxiety for like the last week and a half, which I don't normally have anxiety, but I actually have had like a low-grade anxiety for probably a good week.
Which, step outside in nature. If you can, if it's safe where you live, I don't know, or go to the park, walk in the park.
Yeah, it's safe where we live. And we also have a little house up in the mountains. I'm actually going up there this weekend and up by Mount Lassen.
Okay, yeah, that always seems to help. Sometimes, too, like with herbs and such, herbs help calm you down, certain herbs. You mentioned that you was reading Anthony's books.
Yeah, Anthony's new book. It's called Medical Medium.
Yeah, I follow him on Facebook. And he does have a lot of good information that I've even shared some of his posts, you know, with some of his plants and such. But sometimes even having plants indoors or things that's going to calm you down, that's natural, you know, that comes from Mother Earth, you know, plants, and even lighting candles or certain natural scents, you know, help chase down the anxiety and stuff. It bothers me to be around large crowds. It bothers me to be around large noises. My anxiety levels just shoot to the roof. I have to be at peace with myself. I have to have quiet time. Maybe you need more quiet time to yourself. I don't know. But anyway, some of these cards, I'm seeing a lot of red, so that would focus on your health. And the last card, which was the Hermit card, you know, that's telling me to tell you to take more time for yourself, more quiet time, peaceful, you know, remove the chaos, remove the noise, you know, just play some really soft music, light a candle, and just lay still. Just close your mind and lay still. Like, you know, meditate. That always helps, too.
You know, it's funny, too, that you see the Hermit card, because I feel like I'm more and more recluse and more of a hermit. I just feel like, you know, the more that I'm into natural health care and alternative healing and more spiritual type stuff, the more I feel like nobody around me, I mean, my husband, yes, but most people, they don't really feel energy, or they don't, I don't know, I just feel like I don't have a lot in common with most of my friends. And
probably want to join some groups that think like-minded souls. I've joined many, many groups that we all have, you know, the same focus, same thoughts and stuff, and it helps build up your energy, makes you feel good. You know, people understand where you're coming from, and, you know, you can share ideas and such. There's many, many on the internet, and probably in your area where, you know, your spiritual groups. So
yeah,
that might be a thought for you.
Yeah, because I just feel like it's like people just are so into just eating fast food and junk food. It just seems like when you talk about anything that's more healthy and stuff, people think you're hypochondriac or you're whatever. I mean, you just kind of feel like you don't fit in, you know?
Right,
you're just on a different playing field. But I think, too, until somebody's had health issues and made changes, they don't know.
They don't understand. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that's good. Well, I appreciate you got your time this evening, and
sure.
Knowing that I'm on the right track is good. I appreciate that.
And you know what I just want to ask you? This
is.
I know you're going to the mountains and everything. I'm getting. I don't know if there's like any lavender around you, like. The lavender is very calming, and it's going to help you to shift into a state of relaxation. So you could even, you know, bring some aromatherapy oils or whatever, and put like a little bit of lavender on your pillows, and it's really going to help you to be at peace with yourself. And I just feel that little bit of a change of scenery is going to do you a world of good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I love lavender.
So
I use Young Living oil, so they've got really good lavender.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Bring it with you when you go on your vacation. You know,
yeah,
that's really cool.
Well,
definitely. But
you,
the change of scenery in itself is going to be, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like we're... Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in. And how did you hear about us?
I got an email that you guys were on. So, and I clicked on it and I just started listening to you. So I'm thinking that I may have listened to you in the past.
Maybe so then.
Because I got an email from Blog Talk and that you guys were on. So I started listening.
Very
and
okay.
I, yeah, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, and please let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you. Take care.
Right.
Bye, Mona.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, that was lovely. Girls,
it was. It was amazing.
Thank you for being here.
Hi.
We're going to have to get out of here. We have no more callers, and I am out of it. I tried to stay with it as much as I could. I thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Brian. And Laura, you have to come back. When, you know, you have to stick with us here. We've missed you.
I was kind of out of the loop for a little bit. I'm sorry, but...
Well, you're
back
in the loop.
I'm back in the loop.
That's awesome. Yes, yes.
All right.
Very
yes,
cool.
Yes, please come back, Lori. I know you've had some things going on, but... I'm glad everything's cleared up and smooth now. You can try to come back with us next Tuesday, huh?
Okay. I do start a new job on Thursday. So as long as there's no changes, you know, go ahead and put me on.
All right, dear. Well, thank you so much again for coming back. And,
thank you.
Definitely.
DC Love, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
You both have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Friends,
feel better.
Thank you.
Okay.
Everyone have a great night. Thank you so much. We will see you next week, or if I get upwards, I'll do a show during the week. I don't know what's going on. It's a crazy world, crazy world. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
realize the sun doesn't go down. Just an illusion caused by the world. Do you?